tennis or the squash courts when lockdown eased last year, were you careful to handle just your own sports equipment? There were problems getting amateur cricket back up and running, weren't there, after Boris Johnson said the balls were a natural vector of coronavirus. Well, a new study has shown the risk from sharing sports equipment is lower than once thought. The research was led by the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. I'm joined now by the first author, Dr. Tom Edwards. Hello, Tom.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us about the study first. What were you looking at?
Yeah, of course. So we were trying to evaluate the possible role of shared sports equipment in COVID-19 transmission during sporting activities. So we know that sports are very good for both your physical and mental well-being. And as you say, there was a kind of concern that this would be dangerous to participants during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, I play squash, but because I couldn't play squash, I ended up playing tennis. And we actually had our own set of balls when we were playing tennis. So we weren't, you know, there's no cross infection going on there. That was the concern. I think even the Prime Minister said about that, didn't he? That it would lead to the virus spreading. So is that likely?
No. So what we actually found in the laboratory, we were basically putting droplets of COVID-19 virus onto the sports equipment, leaving for set time points, and then trying to mimic another player touching the balls or the equipment by using a swab to take the virus off and then counting that virus. And what we found was that the virus that we could retrieve from the equipment decreased by to 1% of what was actually put on there. So only 1% came back. So this is a very large decrease. And over time, even less virus was retrievable. Another interesting thing we found was that the more absorbent the materials were, so you mentioned tennis balls there, the less virus that we were able to get back. So things like footballs and rugby balls, they had more virus or live virus on the surface than things like cricket balls or clothing or tennis balls.
Ah, that's interesting. I mean, are there still risks from playing sport generally at the moment, though?
Yeah. So I think what this study shows is probably the greater risk is player-to-player transmission. So, going with your mates in a car on the way to the game, sharing a drink afterwards, that sort of thing. And we should really focus our infection control measures in that arena.
Yeah, it was funny, wasn't it? Because in cricket, in the test matches, they actually did change the rule when it came to the, altering the condition of the ball. Was that a sensible thing that they did there? Obviously there's a lot of shining in the ball and spit and that kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah, so obviously if somebody has COVID-19, there'll be virus in the spit. And even though we're saying there's a low risk from sports equipment, we still want to minimise that risk. So it's still important to be sensible. So, not spitting on the ball. If a ball goes out of play in football, for example, you could wipe that down to try and remove the virus. But I think, from a kind of policy point of view, we need to be really looking at that player-to-player transmission. So making sure people wear masks where they can, also social distancing. I know it's hard in some sports. I was watching the rugby and they socially distanced during the anthems, but then got in a scrum within the first few minutes.
Yeah.
Obviously hard to do that for rugby, but for some sports like tennis, that could be possible.
The big controversy a few weeks ago was footballers celebrating with each other. If they're playing a game of contact sport like football, does it make any difference them celebrating together or not?
That's a tough question. There has been a study where they looked at how much time football players actually spent within 2 meters, and it was surprisingly low. You obviously need that extended time within 2 meters to pass on the virus. So I think anything to minimise. It could be a good idea. There's certainly no harm in it. You might suck a little bit of joy out of the game in professional sports. And obviously, they're being tested quite rigorously anyway. But in amateur sports where there's less testing, I think anything you can do to minimise that contact is probably a good idea.
Do you think, just going back to the ball situation, could we see a different material start to be used to extra measure against the virus?
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, actually. So I think one of the ways that our research could be used is, as you say, through equipment developers making materials more absorbent, because we've kind of seen that reduces viral transfer. And going forward, that could be something we see more and more of, as sports kind of responds to the pandemic.
And just finally, so there will be people listening going, well, when things are eased a little bit, when the restrictions allow it, I do want to go and have a game of tennis. So you'd have no reservations in just having one set of balls there when you play tennis?
it's probably not my decision to say, but I think it's definitely a lower risk than maybe we thought it was, and certainly not the major risk. Personally, I'd probably just take the one set of balls and get on with it, but then make sure I wore a mask on the way there and on the way back, and maybe didn't get too close to the net.
Yeah, good ideas. Thank you, Tom. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Paul. Pleasure.
That is Dr. Tom Edwards there from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. The back page is